and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 173. I literally, before we started, said it's 173 today, so he's off on a frolic of his own.
I'm shopping, I've got
before
lots of
we've even
prices,
started.
And I've just seen something that looks quite nice.
Really?
Sweet and salty peanuts. A perfect harmony of milk chocolate and honey roasted peanuts.
Oh my God, that's your definition of perfect. All of this is because he had a little bit of a fit earlier. Little bit of a hissy fit, didn't you, dear?
It wasn't a hissy fit. I was going through the shopping and the first item in Notion, in the list, is strawberries. And they didn't have any at Tesco's. So I said, right, let's go and see what Asda have got. And it just so happened that Asda have got a free slot at the same time as tomorrow's Tesco's delivery. So I'm just swapping out one out for the other. But I have just had a hissy fit, yes, on the gluten-free buns. Because it says, buy two for £3 or something. So I normally buy three, so I would have bought four. But you can only buy three maximum. So then it flashes up, offer incomplete. I know the offer's incomplete. What can I do about it?
Oh, poor Mike. Hello, Deb, CQCQ.
And then what happened to the bun I had earlier? It was squashed.
Oh, it looked like somebody had driven over it.
Well, this is what happens when somebody else does.
But the thing was, the packet was fine. It's just the buns inside it weren't. Mike had squashed buns. There's a title for the show. Let me say hello to them. Hello, Kim. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, he's cooking. We need to know what. Hello, Anthony. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? As you can see, I'm living with a grumpy man at the
Sweet
moment.
Sweet and salty peanuts. We think you'll like these honey roasted peanuts.
I love honey roasted peanuts.
I think you're right.
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah. Add them to the basket.
Yes. Ah. Ooh, only 45 pence to go.
I'm not sure who F is either, Simon. You're not referring inelegantly to Mrs. Simon again, are you? Notice how I got your backside out of the fire last night.
F. Who's F?
Exactly. He's not sure. Obviously, Simon has an imaginary friend.
No, Mike, Elaine, Kim, Johnny.
And Anthony.
And Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. So clearly, Simon's been on the wacky-backy and he's imagining
things. I know who F is.
Oh, good grief. Go on.
F is our friend. Typo.
Oh, Typo, your friend.
Typo, yes.
Shall I put a big smile on everybody's
See,
face?
See, I was right.
Shall I put a big smile on everybody's face?
Yeah.
With a picture I found.
What's done now?
It's Boris. This is on the front of one of our better quality newspapers.
We have better quality newspapers.
We have the Telegraph. That's about as good as it gets. And yet, they've gone with that today. Apparently, if you look at the picture, there's an iPhone on the table in front of him. And the caption's explaining that this is some kind of app and it says, you know, stop, run on the spot. So he did. This man's supposed to be running the country. He's the head of the British government, for crying out loud. But yes, at least it brought a smile to my face. I think it was the sight of him jogging in Downing Street with his hair flying. Jonathan can't deal with Boris anymore. Serious question, Jonathan, because this happened a while back and he got quite a following. Would you feel any better about Rees-Mogg? He got quite a following until that debacle about a year ago when he was lounging in the benches. And I thought at that point, I can't be dealing with this guy. Can't take this guy seriously. But before that, he actually did technically make quite a bit of sense. But none of them. Come on, there isn't a one. There isn't a one. This is a guy who once did one press up to demonstrate getting healthy. Well, now he's running on the spot. I'll never forget the other one. You know, the one where he was jogging a few years ago, the London Fashion Week one. That was a classic. That comes up in my Facebook thing, you know, every time. Every anniversary. And every anniversary I repost it, it just makes me smile so much. Him and Gove. If you put in like Boris jogging into a search engine, you get the most inelegant pictures of Boris jogging. And from a few years ago, that was the one there. And that also was the Telegraph. It says, Boris cuts a dash in eye-catching running clothes. But I can tell from the pants that he's got on, the running jogging bottoms that he's got on. Let me just get that one up there. That was the London Fashion Week one. Definitely. So let's put that one in while we're at it. Is that going up or not? Oh, it is. It was on the front. It said, you know, London Fashion Week. And then that was the picture underneath. I mean, it's wrong on so many levels. It's taking quite a while to upload. But I think that's the one. Is that the one?
Do we want any Angel Delight little thimble pots?
If we can have three, somebody might get a mouthful out of it.
No, we'll leave them.
So that's the one, Boris's Fashion Week. I mean, the hat. Really? Underneath that, he's got his headphones. Fair enough. But, you know, if you're out jogging, the idea is surely that you're running fast enough that you work up a sweat, a heat. Ooh. So why are you wearing a fleece? Underneath that, he's then got his T-shirt on, which can only be described as moobs. What have you found?
Toblerone, £3.50.
Oh, now he's a happy boy. This is what happens when I let him loose in Asda. The shorts, well, they look like somebody's curtains, don't they? And that was the bit that got me. They've got to be boxer shorts. Surely they're not running shorts. Can you imagine the outcry if a female politician turned out looking anything like that? And if I thought he was bad, Gove is twice as bad. So let's try Gove jogging. Now, he did look like an unmade bed.
We should have been at the 6:06 dinner tonight.
We should indeed have been at the 6:06 dinner. Oh, my word, these things are apparently. You know, the running shorts, apparently they are a thing. Have a guess how much a pair they are. Because I wouldn't pay for them in washers. Just have a guess how much for Boris's pants. So Jonathan says, oh, Merkel's on the front page. Oh, yes. It's a tough question. Doubt Jacob would be easily led by somebody like Dominic Cummings, but he'd be a totally different type of mad. Excellent summary, Jonathan. Excellent. I think he could actually, yeah, but for nodding off in Parliament, which was unseemly. Yeah, I'll never get over that. It's just the fact that he's so out of touch. But I could see some people might respect him. So Simon's problem with Rees-Mogg is typographic. Advocates double spaces to end sentences. Oh, Simon, that's totally right. I can't be doing that. That image is fabulous, isn't it, Simon? So let's have some guesses for the price of pants. Jonathan would pay not to have them. No, just generally. I've got an image here which has the prices on for four members of Parliament and their running gear. And I just assumed Boris had just whipped his trousers off and was jogging in his boxer shorts. Apparently not. Apparently they are designer running shorts. And they have a price to match. So the average price on here for running shorts is probably about £10 to £15. But these pants of Boris, oh no. No, no, no. Jonathan's going with £40. Right, so that would be four times the average price. Any advance on £40? I would have said about 20. You know, I think they're absolutely grotesque. And to think people would be running in them is like even more. Oh, good grief, she looks like a ninja. This is Bill and Hillary. She's definitely doing the ninja thing there. I'm not sure his shirt tucked in's a good look. How long ago was that? Because I would say he'd aged a bit since then. Mind you can barely tell with her. Oh, fabulous. It's obviously a thing, isn't it? We've all got to have our pictures taken running. £120. Right. Made from Winston Churchill's curtains from a Christie's auction. It's frightening. He does look like he's wearing curtains. That was my very first thought, Anthony. You thought it was a girl without a bra? Well, yes, I can totally see where you're seeing that from. Let's have a look. So 40, 120. I will post it. There you go. They were £160. That's scary. That is totally scary. Let me have a look. I think it's that one. Is it that one? Oh, pasting these in is getting to be a nightmare. No, I think that's the one. I think that's the one. Who knew it was a thing? People were getting their pants priced. Oh, David Cameron's a bit of a cheapskate there, isn't he, eh? Only £65 for the thing, £15 for the joggers, and £19.50 for the T-shirt, and I think he was robbed. Gove is the one on the right. Not much there for the pants. But then Boris's T-shirt was quite cheap. What the heck, the other one, whose name escapes me? Oh, wasn't he the health secretary? Is it Jeremy Hunt? Often misspoken. £260 for the jacket. Give up with our politicians, honestly. But Gove, oh, Gove has some photos of himself. He really goes for it, does Gove. But some of the pictures, not the best look. There's one that is definitely not the best look. I will upload it. You know, why should I be the only one suffering looking at these pictures? But yeah, a picture of him. The thing is with Boris, he's a bit like, oh, look, national calamity. No, look over there. And he just distracts you with something like jogging on the spot in Downing Street. And the papers fall for it every time. And then that's what we're fed. But this one of Gove gives you an idea. Do we want this man in power in any description? No. He could actually redefine, looking at those legs, a colour of white, couldn't he? I'm about that shade. I think it's one shade off dead, isn't it? Because obviously I've not been out for a while. But I am taking my vitamin D. Honestly. God, between them. But I digress. That was only one. That was only one issue. Oh, what else has been going on? Oh, yes. This one came out, I think it was a day and a half ago. Now, it was all to do with Wednesday. That's extremely camp walking speed. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jonathan, it's going to be next year's colour, isn't it? Go of white. Yeah, perfect. In fact, was that what you put on your wall, Jonathan, as a tribute? Go of white. Who would have to be in, Jonathan, for you to feel comfortable voting for them? There's none of them, as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely none of them are worth a vote. I was actually looking at our voter registration form today. I have an update. The postal vote application thing is not done on the registration form. So I've still got to fill in the registration form. Darn it. The postal vote malarkey happens separate to that because you need a postal vote form for every person in the house who wants a postal vote. So that was kiboshed. You can download it. You then need to print it out, yes, old style, quill pen, fill it in, and then send it to them. Some councils will take scanned copies, some won't. So now I've got all of that to deal with. But luckily, I don't think we're going to have any kind of election till next May. So I've got longer to deal with that. So I'll deal with the other thing and all of the other things that are due in September. And then I will come back to the postal vote thing. A fool and his money. You're not kidding, Alex. I wonder if they're a paid placement. But there again, you know, who in the right minds would suggest that Boris wore one of their products? Because it's likely people would be like, I'm not being seen dead in that. But who knows? Yes, it was Jeremy Hunt, wasn't it? See, he loves himself. He does like how he looks, doesn't he? You'd have to price up Gove's gear in an off-world alien currency. You're not joking. They're all bad. They all try jogging. Oh, wow. I'm going to try and get that link. That is a long link, but I think I've got it all. I think I have. No, the last character. Right, I'm going to have a look at that. Let me see if that link works for me from Kim. I think I've got all of it. No, it's not. Let me try taking the end bit off. Let's try that. Oh, it's not working for me either. Oh, no. Right, there's a short one. There we go. Right, let's try that one. Oh, good grief. They do, don't they? Do you know, I just think, go run the country. Stop doing photo ops. Which is pretty much what it's all about, isn't it? Right. We haven't seen one of Trump jogging yet. He has people for that, Jonathan. He has people. Can't remember what Bradford wanted. I think it was fairly straightforward, though. When you did your postal vote thing, it's like the old Reader's Digest. Insert envelope A into envelope B and seal flap D. That's what it looked like. But we have this printer, this prehistoric printer. Actually, it's not. It's not that old. But it took one on itself. It's a brother printer, which we've always had really good use out of. Many moons ago, I had a brother printer and it broke down. But they gave it a 3-year guarantee. And brother were in, what area of Manchester was it? Was it Longsight?
No, it was Newton Heath.
Newton Heath. So I actually just packaged this thing into the boot and drove up to them. And they sorted it at the factory while I waited, which, you know, that's the kind of service I can deal with. So brother have always been great, but this doesn't seem to like the Mac much. So although it's attached, and I remember doing this for my MCSE stuff. Do you remember when a printer wasn't a printer? That was the driver.
Yeah.
So your printer's known as a print device, and your printer is actually the virtual thing on the system. Well, it works a similar way on the Mac. So it was installed and there was this printer on the system, and it just was giving me an error and it wouldn't print. But if you installed it again, so you had another virtual printer pointing to the same physical device, it didn't give an error. Well, that's where it's at the moment. So it feels like it's hanging together with sellotape at the moment. But yes, you needed to print it out. So quaint. But there would be no envelopes at all. So I think you're supposed to provide your own envelope and postage to send this thing back. But it doesn't need doing till May. So I'm a great believer in if it's not broken, leave it alone. So I will think about that. But I actually do think it would be a really good idea for both Mike and I to have a postal vote. Although we do both like doing the dogs at polling stations thing, don't we?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't turn up at the polling station, just take your picture outside,
does
it?
Sad.
Yes, but it's got to be done. Didn't we do it with Ollie 1 year and Lola the next?
Yeah,
Mayor just wanted to destroy the place. Oh, what was he like? We'd go up there together, wouldn't we? And obviously, one of us had to go in and vote while the other one was outside with Mayor. I mean, this idea of, you know, time to the fence, yeah, that's not going to work. Be halfway to Blackpool, fence included. So we took turns, and the usually women on the inside were like, oh, look at the pretty doggy. You could have been slipping a bomb in that box and they wouldn't have noticed because you distracted them with the dog.
You know how anything goes on Marooned?
Yes.
They talk about anything and everything.
Yes.
Well, I meant to mention this last night.
Go on.
But then I had to go off to my meeting. Unless you lot mentioned it. Gonorrhea cases in England hit record high.
What? No, we didn't. How? We're supposed to be isolating.
No, this was last year.
Oh, right.
70,936 cases were reported last year, up by more than a quarter from 2018. Although it's too early to tell, health experts suspect last year's figures will be in stark contrast to those from 2020. These could be much lower because of lockdown, meaning fewer people having sex with new partners this year.
So basically, the Clap Clinic is going to be shutting down next.
I mean, how's things like Tinder gone on?
And Grindr. I've no idea. Yeah. Well, they're probably doing it online. I don't know anything about this. I'm so innocent.
Sex.
Yeah. No. That just takes a while. Your battery would go. No. You couldn't be doing that.
What do you know about that?
I know lots about my battery going in the most inopportune moments.
Really?
Yes. Not quite that inopportune.
I won't ask any further.
No, leave it be. Walk away. Oh, Simon, you are spot on. Can be sure the official presidential doctor reports he's the fastest runner that's ever lived.
Oh, Anthony says he saw that. And why didn't you mention it on Maroon last night? Or are you just too shy, Anthony?
Oh, good grief. That is ludicrous. That is ludicrous.
Right, can I just say...
You can say anything you like.
That it's not just up to Elaine and I to
provide the humour.
The what? How should we describe it?
Filth.
Yeah.
Oh, let's try and think of a show title for that
so
one.
So if any of you
no,
want
no.
to...
Let's get back to a story that's absolutely ludicrous. It does have to do with health.
That's
but not
gonorrhea.
Oh, good grief. No. You'll remember on Wednesday we were briefly out of lockdown before they changed their minds in the morning and we were back in lockdown at lunchtime. We're back in lockdown because the number of cases has doubled since we were taken out of lockdown. Are we all following along so far? More people have COVID, which was when I spotted this story. Testing bosses of the COVID tests are now limiting the tests. There's not enough to go round.
I saw that.
There are no words for this. It's just ridiculous. Weren't they talking about 100,000 tests a day?
Yeah.
Well, where are they? Because now they're rolling them in. So one guy who spent 2 months in hospital from COVID had a bill of 1.1 million and it was 47 pages long. Oh! That terrifies me about the States. Absolutely terrifies me. Although I do think in the UK we should have that. So when people leave hospital and they're just moaning and going on, that they look at this bill and think, thank God for the NHS. How the NHS exists, I really don't know. With the amount of money it takes, I really don't know. Maybe we have more taxes than you guys do. I'd think his premium could go up because there's talk of a long tail on COVID. That, you know, you are told that you are now COVID negative, but there's breathing issues and lung problems down the line. That was how it used to work for me with dental insurance. So I had a lot of dental work done when I was 25. And once it was all sorted, all right, that was paid for on the NHS. Once it was all sorted, you could choose to then pay privately for dental insurance. But whereas an average person, well, I can tell you exactly what I pay now and what I was offered then. I said, well, give me a quote for what that would be per month. Now, bearing in mind, this was probably the spring of 1993. Yeah. I had it done when I was at College of Law in Chester. So 1993, I was quoted £50 a month dental insurance, which I thought was a bit on the excessive side, because obviously at that stage, my teeth were perfect, or as perfect as they were going to be. But their rationale was, you've got veneers and you've got this filling and a root canal. And if they need like maintenance, then that's going to cost. So it was £50 a month. When I didn't bother, obviously. I couldn't afford that. Not and pay, because I wasn't able to work. I was a full-time student. I had to pay for my car. I had to pay for petrol. I had to pay for books and tuition. You know, you're not on a grant. So I didn't do it. Many moons later, when I had the last work done, we discussed it up front. And it was, well, when it's done, you could go on this Denplan thing. And I'm thinking, I dread to think how much this is, but go on. And because obviously at that stage I was paying privately. So when the quote came through, it was all calculated up and the quote came through. Now, bearing in mind, we're looking at like 26 to 27 years later. 27 years later, I'm thinking, inflation on that £50, I'm thinking probably 500 a month. So I'm waiting for it, you know, half an eye closed, like, go on, hit me with it. And she said £14.65 a month. I'm like, well, that's changed over the years. So obviously I went for that. I now actually pay less than Mike. It doesn't make sense. He's got perfect teeth. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I haven't got perfect teeth.
Well, they're not half as...
I've got a chip.
Well, we all have chips and stuff. But in terms of maintaining mine, you know, there are things that aren't covered and there are things that are. But part of my insurance is that you get 10% of any treatment that you need anyway.
Yeah.
But it's just so much cheaper than it was. And we had a friend as well. Was that something like £30 a month? And I said, that's ridiculous. You know, I'm paying half that. And it was like, oh, I'm going to yours. Just the way it is. £50, I know, Jonathan. It's ludicrous. It is. You pay 21. Mine's now gone up. So mine's about £15 something. Why don't you share what your dentist told you about visiting now? You would have to pay a supplement because...
Oh, for PPE.
We've got to buy their PPE for them because their PPE costs have gone up. That's like their gas going up and you're passing it on. I thought that was a bit much. If I've got veneers, do I have to pay extra for French polishing? It's all included in your hygienist appointment, Simon, but they do use something on the implants at the back. I don't have veneers at the front now. Actually, I do. I've got a couple of crowns and veneers, but they don't feel like veneers now. They actually feel like teeth. Before, they felt like there was something stuck on them. But now, because we actually took an impression, and the first time these teeth were done, I was saying to him, it's not right. It's not right. It was hard to explain. But once I'd been speaking in training for like 20 minutes, it was as though the tooth started feeling bigger. It was bizarre. But I think it was because the impression was taken with the veneer on. And then obviously the veneer, he then took that veneer off. Then the new veneer went on and I think it was thicker than the old veneer. So that had to be redone. So it was all sorted out. But I do usually go for a hygienist appointment once every quarter, and it's included. And round the implant areas, they use something called Flow. And it's like a powder, like a blasting powder. Oh, it's so cool. It doesn't hurt or anything. It's just like a little bit more gritty than it would be. But it's all included. I think Kim's right. I think the cost of insurance will go up for everyone. It's shocking. You know, the end person will always get that cost passed on to them. Oh, £400 a week. I can only imagine what that would cost in the States, Jonathan. So I'm assuming then a lot of the health insurance is included as a package in a job. We do have a little bit of that here, don't we? They're always bothering you to have a test, or you've got this opportunity.
It's a perk.
It's not what I'd call it, but go on.
It's a perk at work.
Right.
Where you can have a free health checkup. I was going to say checkout. That's the shopping on my brain. Checkup. You can have a free health checkup. And yeah, they keep ringing me and saying, when should we organise your health checkup?
I don't need the pressure. I don't. Because the thing is, you go for these things and they're not going to tell you you're perfect. It's like teachers on reports, isn't it? No one ever gets absolutely perfect because it's like, oh, well, they'll get complacent. So it's exactly the same as we were talking the other day about performance reviews, isn't it? Your health check is not going to be, yep, you're absolutely fine. And they'll say things like, I always get this. You know, when you go in, it's like, do you smoke? And you say, no. And they're like, oh, okay. Do you drink? And you say, no, I'm teetotal. Yes, but how many units a week do you have? None, I'm teetotal. Yes, but we're talking like all alcohol, you know, like wine. And I'm thinking, I know what alcohol is. Teetotal, don't drink. They can't grasp it. They cannot grasp it. You say you don't smoke, he's like, fine. They don't say, okay, but how many do you have a day? But you say you don't drink. And he's like, oh, she, poor dear, she doesn't understand. And I'm thinking, stupid cretin doesn't understand what teetotal is. So I think if you go for a health check, it's going to be like, oh, you need to lose 3.5 pounds. I can't be doing with it. No, no, no. I know I'm weird. I'm weird. I accept I'm weird. I'm healthy and not going. My troubles only ever start when I go into hospital or see a doctor. Because you go and you see a doctor and you pick up all kinds of diseases from the waiting room. And every time I've gone in hospital, I've ended up having to come home and feel worse than I did when I went in. No, 28,000 a year, though, Jonathan. It seems a little bit strange to me to have that as part of your compensation for jobs, because it's not equal. You could have one person like Jonathan who needs a lot and somebody else who needs nothing. Do they take that same value in cash to go and smoke themselves to death or what? That seems very strange. I guess ours is paid for as part of the tax system, isn't it? Yeah. Then I guess we're all paying the same. It just seems a little bit odd, but it's the way you do it, isn't it? It's like the prices of houses here is eye-watering. But there's some parts of the world where it's not. But then there'll be something else, so you might have to pay for your health, whereas we would be putting any money that, you know, if you needed $28,000 a year, but you don't because the NHS are paying, then you can spend that on something else. And therefore, the price of other things increases exponentially, like housing.
We can buy healthcare.
We can.
You know, I'm talking about at work. What they do at work is you get a total compensation package. And I think most companies do this now, don't they? Rather than just saying, here's your salary, they break it down. So they give you a salary. And they also give you a certain amount of money, and you can choose what to do with that money. So if you want to buy extra holidays with that money, then you can do that. If you want to buy healthcare with part of that money, you can do that. They used to do childcare vouchers, but they stopped that. They stopped that pre-COVID. I think they do, and I don't know if they do it now, but they certainly were doing helping you buy a bike if you wanted to, you know, for cycling to work.
Do you know, if only I could just flick a switch and put like a time-lapse video of what your trip to work would be like.
Take me longer to get to work than I'd be in work if I was on a bike.
I mean, although it's only 20-odd miles, this is on a motorway. So say 24, 25, 22 miles on a motorway. Now, try doing that not on a motorway. And the only roads that you could actually cycle on aren't wide enough for a bike and a car.
Country lanes, you've been down them.
They are country lanes. You wouldn't last the day. Somebody would have you killed on a bike. It's not like in the town centres where you have these cycle lanes and everything's fine and dandy. This is real country lanes that are not wide enough for two cars to pass. So somebody on a bike would not last one trip. I swear they wouldn't. That's interesting that Kim said it's when there was a pay freeze on and it was a way round it.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever going to be able to ban private medical practice, though, Simon. I agree. If we should all be paying the same amount for the NHS, but there's no way. I think the nearest you can say is what annoys me about private medical practice, and it doesn't happen now, but it did used to happen in our day, Simon. You would go to university and you would get your tuition paid for and you would get a grant. You would then come out at the end and you are a qualified doctor, lawyer, accountant, whatever. And they should be made to do a certain number of years in the NHS, just like you would do in the army if the army had paid for your education. But I saw so many people coming out, they would do 2 years, which is their junior doctor years. So they would do 2 years. But, you know, the degree was five. So as a minimum, you should be doing five. And don't forget, you are actually getting paid for the five that you're doing. And they'd mog off to Australia. The British taxpayer paid for their education. I don't think asking for 10 years is outrageous. But now, of course, you've got student debts for that. So I don't think you could quite insist on that at the moment. But I did object to people who came out and then instantly went private. And you're thinking, but, you know, you do need, it should be a more cooperative system than that, that acknowledge that the country paid for your education and then give back for a little bit. But no, if they head off into private practice, that's the end of that, isn't it? So it was more of a problem for small businesses because they didn't have a large pool for insurance. Your medical system seems very complicated to us over here in terms of if you're sick here and you need emergency treatment, you just go to hospital and that's it. You don't have to worry about getting there. I've got a friend who lives very rural in the States, and it every time she has some breathing issue, and every time she's like that bad, she needs an ambulance, it costs $500 for the ambulance just to get her there. And you're like, you'd be scared to go, wouldn't you? Thinking, and how much is it going to cost to get back? That does seem really strange. But then it's just a different way of working, isn't it? I agree with you, Simon. If healthcare wasn't nationalised the way it is now, it would be a carve-up. It really would. The prices would be astronomical. You'd have people dying on the streets. Definitely. Thankfully, it was put in place when it was. I just wish it wasn't the political football that it is. You've got, I mean, people say the Tories don't support the NHS. Fine. But if we agree Labour do agree with the NHS, they seem to spend most of their time talking the NHS down, saying the NHS is a disgrace because of what the Tories have done. And then it becomes a football. The NHS is amazing. It may be underfunded, but it is still amazing. I think it would be people working in there would feel far better if it was supported in two ways, both in terms of finance and in terms of, you know, not being treated like a political football. If it's not one thing being treated like a political football, it's something else. At one stage, it was education. And then if you remember, they brought out a range of adverts on the TV and it was like, make a difference, be a teacher. And the whole profession seemed to like straighten up a bit and be more proud of themselves than they were before. Because before they were just getting a kick in from whoever was in power. They didn't care. It was just, let's have a go at the teachers. We need to be grateful for the NHS and support it. Oh, Anthony's brother bought an electric bike. Oh, that's an idea. An electric bike. I still think Mike wouldn't last the day because the roads are too dangerous. Mm. And to think that your company are supporting that, it can't be done because of where they are. If they want to move somewhere sensible to do that, like Salford Quays, fine.
Yeah, but...
But not where they are.
Well, not where they are here. But, you know, what if you lived the other side of Macclesfield and didn't go down the country lanes? What if you lived in Cambridge? Everyone bikes in Cambridge.
You're not telling me they're supposed to bike from Cambridge up here, are you?
No, if you live in Cambridge.
Yes, fine. But the way AstraZeneca is, it's a big campus-style thing and that can't change. They could not move to Salford Quays if they wanted to because they don't have the space.
Well, plus the fact I'm not signing up to the buy a bike thing.
Then they should provide some other incentive rather than you can buy a bike or nothing. It's ridiculous.
They give you the money.
Well, I'd rather have the money.
That's what I said.
They should give you a car.
You get a pool of money and you can buy your holidays or you can buy your health insurance or you can buy your bike or you can buy your childcare vouchers or you can just take the money.
It still seems weird to me.
So because, buy me extra holidays and then just take the rest in money.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, right, fine. So that works for you, works for me. That's no problem at all. Let's just think about the scheme that they are giving you a certain amount of money that you can either take as money or you can take as something else. So you're obviously going to look at the range of other things they've got.
Yeah.
And I remember there were Tesco vouchers on one.
Yeah,
1 year.
And there's dental insurance.
Right, so there's all these options. So you put in a request and say, oh, I'll have 3 dental vouchers and some Tesco stuff and a bike. Right, there has to be some kind of fulfilment on this. So however much money each person gets, that so number of employees times the amount of money equals the global pool for this.
Yeah.
Right, if you weren't doing it at all, the global pool would be bigger because you're going to have to take some money out of the total global pool to pay for the piddling of sending out of the fulfilment.
Yeah.
So everybody could have more money if nobody had an option, if it was just cash and do with it what you will. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. The administration of like a Tesco card means that you can get a discount of 4%, but if they didn't have the Tesco card, everything could be 10% cheaper.
Yeah, well, I think there's some tax incentives as well.
Oh, there'll always be a reason why they've overcomplicated.
For the employees as well as the company.
Oh, dear.
No, if I buy extra holidays, then, yeah, there's tax incentives. I'm sure it's something like that.
Yeah, there probably is.
Yeah. Whereas if they just gave me the money as extra salary, then I pay more tax. So I'm not complaining.
Kim likes to pick her own way much better. I guess if we'd have had... Well, I suppose I do that with a dentist, don't I? My dentist doesn't do NHS. The practice does. But you wouldn't get my dentist. And I'm not swapping my dentist for anything. The difference, other than the person that you would get, is the materials that they would use. So there are, say you're having a filling. I mean, all fillings are white probably these days, but they certainly didn't used to be. If you're going private, you get to choose what colour the filling is. If you're on the NHS, you don't. You probably get like mercury filling or something like that, which I had many years ago. That's the main difference. Let's have a look. Hello, Tracy. So your son has done 4 years, going on five, paying back his medical degree, which we paid for most of anyway. If they accepted him in Australia, he'd... have my blessing, because junior consultants are paid shockingly. Yeah, nowadays when you're paying your... I mean, how people afford it, I don't know. I really don't know. Something like medicine, veterinary services, anything that there's a practical aspect to, dentistry, I can only imagine the cost. They must come out with a debt in excess of 100,000, easy. I mean, even that is only 20,000 a year. So I'd imagine it's probably nearer 200,000. How on earth you are supposed to pay that back, I don't know. In those circumstances, you know, you owe nobody else anything. Apart from the fact, I guess, you've taken a place and maybe somebody else would have taken that place and carried on working. But, you know, they've got to pay for it anyway. It was years ago, there was kind of a brain drain thing going on. People were taking a degree and then disappearing. And all that did was feed into the politicians' minds of, well, if they want to do that, that's fine. But let them pay their own way. And then we end up with the system we've got now, where it's really a two-tier system, isn't it? There must be a lot of kids these days that take the decision, not going to do that. I can't see a future for education in the traditional way for much longer. Certainly not for subjects, I mean, even medicine. When I see these videos from medical students, they're saying like that the lectures aren't compulsory, which blew my mind. They can do them online. So the lectures are recorded and they're put into a system that looks like PearNote, which is it has the slides, it has a video of the person and a space for you to put your notes. And some people have chosen to do it like that. Now, then there's no social aspect to it. But it makes me wonder, you know, if you get to a point where of an average class, 90% are time shifting their lectures, then there's only 10% going in, then you don't really need the buildings, do you? You've also got an issue of if everything's virtual, the competition. When I was at law school, there was two lecturers in evidence. One was appalling, and I mean appalling. The other was fabulous. They were literally chalk and cheese. The one that was appalling, needless to say, that was the group I got put in. So I know what level of appalling I'm talking about. He dictated notes to you for an hour and a half. That was a lecture. There was no discussion, nothing. You had to sit there and write that down. Now, he could have had that typed up and just given you a copy and you could have then talked about it. The other guy was a totally different kettle of fish. Now, it was a private college. So when I thought, I'm not putting up with this, I said, you know, this lecturer not good. I need to go in the other group. And they moved me to the other group. If this was just, you dialed in on demand, why would they be employing the second lecturer at all? He's completely superfluous. The only limit was because it was physical, and he got the bigger room anyway. So he got a massive room. It held about 250, whereas the other guy had like 30 in a class. You wouldn't need it. So it would totally change higher education forever. Does my dentist wear red and white paisley shorts? No, he wears a black set of scrubs. He looks like a ninja. He wears black scrubs and I don't know what they're called, like clog things. Plastic clog things. I guess they're easily cleaned. Every type of job in the practice has a different coloured set of scrubs.
Oh, like an Apple store.
Yes. So I'm trying to think.
Is he one of the geniuses?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, you're not going to let like the practice nurses have the black ones, are you? So the top level is black, and then there's blue, there's green, and I've seen one in purple. No idea what they are. Pariah of the week, maybe. I don't know. Crocs, they're the ones. Yeah, the plastic clogs. And they all wear scrubs, all of them, but they're just different colours. Right. Let's have a look. All politics are not for the people, but for the power. Totally agree. There should be a limit on them. You need a representative. It does not need to be the same person for 60 years, doing no good at all. Just taking handouts. Politicians are disgusting. They really are. I've never really found a good one. I guess you look back and you think, oh, you know, he was quite good or she was quite good. Particularly if you had something that you wanted them to deal with on a personal level. But generically speaking, you know, when they're claiming £26,000 for a duck house, they are, well, there are no words for that. Not that I could broadcast anyway. Oh, dear. In dentistry, you have half of your course in a lab doing practical work to learn how to work in with people. So it wouldn't work for dentistry to not have a building. No, it wouldn't for a practical thing. So I think dentistry, veterinary practice, doctors, but things like lawyers, everything that you do in a course could be done remotely. I would suggest accountancy would be, and things like that. And the thing is, it would be better for the students, although there wouldn't be that kind of personal side to it, they would be getting the best tuition, and not all tuition is equal. So if there's a practical side to it, I totally agree with you. With the doctor thing, in years 4 and 5 in the UK, they are very much, there are lectures, but they are very much on the wards in rotas of about 6 to 8 weeks. So they're going from hospital to hospital. The lectures would need to be fitted in whatever time, other time they have. But I just see in certain subjects, you know, if I wanted to do a course from Harvard, I can do it. Just, you know, pay, log in, you're done. That's got to change it, and COVID will just make that happen faster. Sounds like our marketing lecturer, who just happened to have written the textbook for the course. Oh, and he always seemed to want to tell us about when he was at Harvard. There was a guy like that in my sixth form, but I didn't do his subject. His name was Mal, and he had written the textbook, and people were so in awe. But I mean, pretty much to get an A, all you needed to do was like quote his textbook back at him. Well, now, the way my degree worked, none of the lecturers were going to be setting the exams. They were completely independent. My exams were set independently by the University of London, but my tuition, I decided where I got my tuition. So in a way, I was like 35 years ahead of everybody else. I signed up for 2 colleges instead of one. I did double the work for the first year. What was comical was at the end of the first year, the two merged. So I didn't need to do that the second year. But what I did the second year was I did the work for the third year while I was at it, which was just as well. That was more of a, I've got the capacity, I might as well do it tactic. But at the end of the second year, they put that essay in for the Oxford thing. So I then went off to Oxford for 2 years, which meant when I came back, at least I'd done the work for that last year. So I was very much ahead of myself. Robin Williams said politicians should wear sponsored shirts like Formula One drivers. Absolutely. Oh, can you imagine that over here? The one that got me was Oh, what's his name? Weasel-faced fella. Mind you, that doesn't narrow it down, does it?
Weasel-face.
Used to be the Chancellor. Osborne.
George Osborne.
George Osborne. He's the MP for Knutsford, isn't he? Not that you ever see him.
Is it Knutsford or Alderley Edge?
No, it's Knutsford. Sure, it's Knutsford. Didn't he take over from Fingers? Martin Bell territory, yeah. The one before him.
Neil and his wife.
Neil.
Hamilton. Christine Neil. Yeah. Well, they became.
Well, the thing was, he lost his job, didn't he? Right, because Boris didn't want him. Was it Boris? I get confused. Honestly, the changes, it's ridiculous. But he was Chancellor of the Exchequer, so he's supposed to be an expert in finance. And he gets taken on, at this stage he's still an MP, and got taken on as the editor of the London Evening Standard. It's like, what's going on? I agree with that.
Tatton.
It's right. Tatton, isn't it? Knutsford Tatton. So yes, I'm sure it was. I would love that. Oh yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea. You all borrowed the book and shared it, so made sure it didn't make any money. I'm loving that. Oh yes, brilliant. Watermelon carving. Lecturers had written the textbooks. Wonder what kickback they got. Because it was a private college, the lecturers that I had probably had written the textbooks that we used, but we didn't pay for the textbooks. That was part of the tuition fee. And they had absolutely nothing to do with the setting of the exam, which I think is far more genuine system than when you're at a university, the lecturer has written the book, the lecturer has set the exam, and if you don't quote back at the lecturer what they want, then you don't get a great grade. But if you do, then you just become a little mini me of them. It should be more independent than that. I agree with you, Simon. The corporate influence, it's just become like, oh, what's the word they use in the States? Not the pack. There's another one. Like influencers, but you know what I mean, in a negative way. They are now just bought and owned. What is the word? Well, hopefully somebody in the States will know exactly what the word is that I'm looking for. It's not the pack in terms of them paying for it, although that's related to lobbyists. That's the one, that they have so much power. They do own you. And there is nothing independent. It's disgusting. We could do with, and I think it will happen, a kind of revolution in politics where the people standing are like local people who do really care. And then maybe go for a term or two terms, a bit like Martin Bell did. Martin Bell was a TV reporter, got shot half a dozen times. You know, there was nowhere this guy wouldn't go for a TV report. And he was a war correspondent. And he was so disgusted with this Neil Hamilton affair. Now, the Neil Hamilton affair was, it's about 20 miles from here. It's a constituency called Tatton, and it's very, very well to do, darling. And he was literally caught taking money in a brown envelope and refused point blank to stand down. So Martin Bell, who decided, he always used to wear a white suit as well, didn't he? Yeah. He looked like the guy out of Randall and Hopkirk. But he always had this white suit on. So it visually had that kind of I'm a saint aspect to it. And he decided he was going to stand against Neil Hamilton in this election. So he's going to stand as an independent. And there are not many independent MPs in the UK. They are all party based. So he pitches up, obviously being a journalist himself, he was going to get plenty of coverage for this announcement. He pitches up to officially make the announcement he's going to stand in the election. And he does it on Knutsford Green, Knutsford Heath, which is a huge like park-like area, bang in the centre of Knutsford. It's a very quaint town. And Neil Hamilton and his wife turn up, and it became known as the Battle of Knutsford Heath. And it literally turned into, if she'd have had a handbag with him, she'd have wrapped it round his neck. She was doing all of the talking. It became iconic. But he did get in, and he did a lot of good. For I think he said, was it 1 year, one term he did, or two?
Can't remember.
I want to say two, but you know, it might actually only have been one. Look it up for me.
Martin Bell.
And he said, you know, I only said I was going to do it for X number of terms, and that's it, I'm not doing any more. They begged him to stay. But he didn't.
He's 82, you know.
I would imagine so by now. Yeah. Was it 4 years or eight?
I'm just finding it.
Let's see if Mike can find it. Is it not over on the right-hand side? Under the ages and stuff? Member of Parliament, four? It was four.
In office, 4 years, 97 to 2001.
Yeah, so he only did it for one term. But wouldn't it be nice if there was a local person to take over? I mean, instead of which, George Osborne now has that seat. And it's like incredibly unlikely any independent would ever stand there again and get in. It's so, so, so twisted, isn't it? Wonder how much people charge for his book. I've no idea. Over £60 for one book. It's a license to print money, isn't it, Tracy? It really is. Legal books in my day were, and the other thing was, they're all the same price. So somebody would bring out a book and that would be like the primary book you were supposed to use. But there would be another book. So say like Equity and Trusts, there would be two books. But Pettit was the one you were supposed to buy. But there was this alternative. And they were all priced £26.99. It didn't matter which book you got. It was £26.99. But with law books, there was a trick, which was there is a company, not Eden Ravenscroft. Oh, not Meredith Rayne Littler either. It's in London anyway. And it's a secondhand bookshop. They do sell new books, but they have a secondhand department and they only ever take in perfect books. So they're not written in and stuff. They are perfect books, but they just happen to be secondhand. And, you know, the price is like maybe 60% of the new one. So if you kept your textbooks pristine, they would buy them off you and that would give you money for the next year. But, you know, I can well imagine £60. The most expensive one I was bought was my father bought me one. And it was, can't remember the names of these books now, but this was a standard criminal practice book, Archbold. And this Archbold was like £199, but they had one in and it was 60%. So he said, I want to buy that for you. So he bought me this book and I think we paid about £150, £160 for it. But it's criminal, isn't it? Absolutely criminal. When you think that, is there anything to stop them? Because they're teaching you anyway. Is there anything to stop them just photocopying what you need on a weekly basis and using them as handouts? Or even, you know, giving you a PDF copy because it costs nothing. If education is the primary aim, then why not do that? But they don't. Now, this lecturer that I was mentioning, the evidence guy who was fantastic, he gave you every week one or two sheets, but usually it was one. And he only really, despite the fact it was a very complicated subject, he only really needed to give you the one because it was such a summary in diagram format. People paid money for these. You know, if you came out of the door, it was, can I buy it? You know, and in the end, I just sort of said, you know what, let's go to the photocopy and just take a copy. I don't want to charge you for something I got for free. But they would pay you for these handouts, they were that good. And yet he hadn't put them together in a book and started charging for it. It seems to me to be the bad ones that do that and the very good ones who know how good they are. You know, they're quite happy to share knowledge with you. Oh, anatomy book, €279. That's obscene. The only thing I've seen more expensive, let me know, Tracy, did he have one of these? You know, these skeletons that you see, like an anatomically correct skeleton. And sometimes they're half and half. One half is like the bone structure and the other one has got like the organs in it. But I've seen those going for like £600. And it always reminds me of Rising Damp from the 70s. Do you remember the skeleton he had upstairs because he was a medical student? And he used to put a hat and scarf on this thing. They're kind of plastic these days. And very much atomically correct in terms of you can actually take the organs out of it. But I bet they're expensive. Wow. And yet, when we think back to the iPad and one of the very first things on it that was stunning, it was a company in Dublin had made like a virtual body tour in an iBook kind of thing. It was an app, but it worked like an iBook and you could work your way through the body. I think it was called The Body. It was stunning. The way it worked was amazing. So he didn't have a need for a skeleton because school had them. But I think if you're a medical student and you were of a certain age and you do remember rising down, you just want one anyway. My cousin didn't have, he went to dentistry school. He didn't have the full skeleton, but he did have the head. I don't know if it had teeth that you could take in and out, but he did have the head. He's hoping that nothing was attached to the rest of it because he didn't have the rest of the skeleton. Oh, my word. Anyway, that's been fabulous. But lots of books over $100. Some books are, though, aren't there? There seems to be some books that are like a reasonable price, probably around $20, $30. And there's others that are just obscenely expensive. And sometimes the obscenely expensive ones aren't actually better, but they're the ones that you have to have. And they're just the price they are. It's a license to print money. But I am going to head off and polish my slides, ready for 9 o'clock. You couldn't afford the head and had to borrow one. Well, at least he had an added bonus for you, Kim. Do they do a reduced version of the skeleton? I have no idea, Simon. We will ask someone who will know. But I am going to head off so I can see you all very soon. So for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. And if you can manage to stay safe for the next hour, see you at 9:00.